Thanks for joining us during this Lent season. We have kind of retitled Lent with the word relent, because relent means we abandon our agenda. We surrender ourselves to the Lord. And that's what we want to do, not just during these 40 days, but every day of our life. Mark 14, 32 through 34 is our passage today. And they went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took Peter and James and John and began to be greatly distressed and troubled, and said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." Jesus made the ultimate surrender. He relented. His death was not accidental. He wasn't a victim of circumstance. He didn't get caught up in some political angst between Jewish leaders and the Roman government and then somehow find himself on the cross. The Son of God from eternity past volunteered for the job, knowing he alone was the only one who could do it. And he lived with his eyes set on the cross. In today's passage, we get a glimpse into the emotions of this one who was both fully man and fully God. His omniscience allowed him to know all that lie ahead. His omnipotence provided him the wherewithal to stop the plan or change the course at any moment. But his justice demanded a perfect sacrifice. And his love, he raised his hand. He volunteered to take our place. Remember, though he was fully man, his knowledge of the future led him to be greatly distressed and troubled. His heart was engulfed, our passage today says, with sorrow, even to death. Our minds and emotion are often governed by the end of stories, right? When we watch or read an account of a person caught in a great storm at sea, we know they survive. The intensity of the drama is lessened. And certainly we know the great resurrection end of Jesus' story, but don't go there just yet. Stay with Jesus in the garden. Remain here and watch with him. Reflect on his distress. Seek to identify with his deeply troubled heart. Feel the overwhelming sorrow engulfing his soul. Easter's coming, but today, slow down and thank Jesus for his great sacrifice. Lord Jesus, I can't even imagine what you went through to die for me. Physical pain is beyond anything I could even comprehend. In the time of spiritual separation from the Father, as you took my sin, again, beyond my comprehension. All I can say is, thank you, Lord Jesus, for going to the cross for me. Thank you for carrying my sins in your body to the cross. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.